Welcome to the intersection of technology, cybersecurity, and society. Welcome to ITSP Magazine. You're listening to a new Focal Point podcast with Angela Marafino and Chantel Sims. In order to continue evolving as a forward-thinking industry that accepts others as they are, we need to hear more stories from diverse individuals regarding their struggles and successes throughout their careers in technology. Knowledge is power, now more than ever.
And you can put this in there too if you want to, but why do companies make you go through 6 rounds of interviews?
6 is a lot.
With that, I had 6 interviews, and then they came back and said, unfortunately, we're not going to give you the position.
I feel like
sometimes.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes it's
that's
if,
how I feel.
If they can't decide, right, they'll continue to interview the finalists or whatever, being like, but we can't pick. But sometimes it's like specialty areas, right? So like one interview is the technical person and the other one is the like diversity and inclusion person and want to know how you feel about that. And then the other person is like going to be your manager. And then there's another person. But like after 4,
it's like, all right, come on now. You've gotten the same review from everybody. Mm-hmm. Let's make a decision.
I'm still relatively new. Me and Chantel and I are like the same, have been in cyber for like the same length of time. We went to the same boot camp.
Okay.
Which is based out of Chicago. And so we both did that. And then we were kind of just like, do you want to like be friends?
I need to be interviewing you guys.
No. Yeah. I mean, sure.
It's supposed to be reversed. Because I'm sure there's
not that interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I said the same thing.
She says that.
I still don't think I'm that interesting.
I don't think I'm that interesting.
I don't want to
You're
hear
You're way more interesting.
Y'all have a story, though.
I'm super interesting. You guys need to get on board. Come on, look. You're both really interesting.
Super interesting.
So are you.
What do you mean? You're doing a podcast. Okay, so that's cool.
It's fun.
If everybody doesn't have the capability or skills to do a podcast.
If we actually complete it.
If we complete it today, right?
You're actually a third host, so congratulations.
I'll pop in every now and then.
I like it. All right, here we go. What am I about to say?
Hi, my name is...
You right. Y'all right. Hi, my name is Chantel Sims.
And my name is Angela Marafino.
And this is Focal Point.
And today we have Mary Galloway. Hi, Mary. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Living the life in Las Vegas. Free from cicadas at that.
Yo,
that is a plus.
I think it's scary. So scary.
Yeah.
Every 7 years.
I was in Virginia when it happened last time. I think I was an adult.
Did the thing from Jeepers Creepers come out?
It's just gross. It's noisy, and they're just everywhere. And then when they die, they just kind of just die. Yeah.
Oh, so,
I love that you just took it there.
Death early on in this podcast. That's what Focal Point is about, people. Totally. Death. Security.
We do security, then we die. Yes.
Yes. It's true, though.
So Mary, tell us a little bit about yourself.
What you all don't know is that this episode just got recorded, but it didn't because the record button didn't get hit. But if Angela decides to put this bit in there. So we're doing this again. So go ahead.
About me outside of cyber, nonprofit, all of that good stuff. We make wine here in Las Vegas. Shout out Grape Expectations, school for wine, red wines, California, Chilean, and South African. They also have the very first winery in Las Vegas proper, Vegas Valley Winery. I build Legos and build puzzles and do all kinds of things. I crochet, I cross stitch, I make clothes. I just made a dress this week to wear tomorrow. What? Yeah, I forgot to tell.
Just, huh? Wait, see, just made a dress.
I don't want to hear anybody say I'm not interesting in this session.
Yeah, like, my sister-in-law does stuff like that. Y'all are talented.
I watch YouTube videos. I'm like, oh, I could do that. And boom, done.
That's so cool.
I'm artistic. Oh. And I think that's something that a lot of folks in cybersecurity are. Because you kind of have to have some kind of creativity, some kind of artistic bone to do this thing. Even if you don't think you do, most of us do. We just don't realize it. I just tapped into my way earlier. I was supposed to be an architecture student. Like, I wanted to be an architect when I was in college.
That's so cool.
And then I got married and we moved to Georgia, Columbus. I went to Columbus State University and they didn't have architecture. And I wasn't driving to Atlanta for Georgia Tech, so I focused more on the computers and database and strategy and those kind of things. So
it seems,
that's a little known fact about me.
It seems to have worked for you.
Yeah, I think so. I like to be creative, and this industry gives me that flexibility to do that.
So you being into architecture, really, architecture and Legos, like, is really no accident then, especially if you like to build Legos.
I heard that there's a way that you can just, like, go on Lego.com or something, and you can find these, like, blueprints to build anything you want, and then you can order pieces that don't come in packages. Have you done this?
I have not done that yet. I kind of stick to the patterns and the instructions. Haven't ventured out to that point, but they do have where you can design your own whatever you want to design. And they have the whole, I think I have a book that has some of those things in it.
Okay.
Like a table, coffee table book. People still have coffee tables, right?
Mm, yeah.
Kind of? Okay. They show you kind of how to go about designing and building. Hey. Not that old. I'm 25, remember?
Yeah. People have tables that they put coffee on.
There you go.
Which is like every surface in my place. So
right, the floor, the TV dinner tables,
anything, yeah.
All of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because neither of us had a background in computer science or technology. I was a fine arts major, and Chantel.
I studied psychology, but I played with computers a bit outside. But yeah, psychology I still very much love.
So you could be a social engineer.
Oh, yeah. That's like my
favorite. That's exactly where you're at. Yeah.
Okay. I love social engineering. Yeah.
You know, I need to talk to you a little bit more because I've never spoken to anyone that's come into cyber and tech from a psychology background.
Right.
Hey, let's talk about it. I'm so very fascinated by it. I love seeing how the human mind works and just neuroscience, all those pieces bringing it together for like red teaming purposes. Love it. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to put you on the Day in the Life webinar.
Bow.
Okay. You too, Angela.
I'm the hype man, though, so don't forget.
Oh, trust me. You're going to be the engineer. I have played.
So I think the part that we cut off or that we – the part where I realized that nothing was actually recording is that Chantel asked you to tell us a little bit about the Virginia Cyber Skills Academies. So if you would be so kind to – please tell us about that again.
So VCSA is a grant that we got from the state of Virginia to help reskill and upskill residents in Region 7 specifically. So think Alexandria, Arlington, Loudoun County, like that northern part of Virginia that were affected by COVID. So the Reskilling Academy is taking folks that have little to no IT experience or cyber experience that may be coming from hospitality, travel, restaurants, any of those industries that were really, really impacted by the COVID shutdown, getting them through three trainings, fundamentals, I think incident handler, and then there's another one. And then, you know, working with employers to get them interviews and get them employed to get back to work. The upskilling is for folks that have some experience in tech or cyber, and they're looking to enhance their skills. So, you know, they're a pen tester, now they're interested in doing, you know, cloud security, or they're looking at auditing, or they're looking at management. And so they're able to select whichever one of those courses that they want. It's a one-year program. There are three cohorts. The first one closed already, but there's still opportunity for people to sign up for the next two. So VA cyberskills.com is the website to check it out. We're always looking for partners and people to participate and just help get the word out about it. And we hope to be able to do the same thing across the country, because one of our things is workforce development. We want to train those folks that may not have opportunities otherwise to get that training and get them into jobs that can change their career, that can change their life.
That's amazing. You said this was SANS courses, right?
Yes. So the coveted SANS courses, I think three SANS courses by themselves is like $22,000.
Yep.
Something like that.
Sounds about right. You know, like the cost of a car.
Right. So the fact that, and this is just one of, SANS has tons of academies for those folks that are interested in SANS. You can apply for any of them. I think their program is, their stuff is great. I've got like 6 SANS certifications anyway.
Okay, so, I see you. All right, I have 6 SANS. Okay, you tell the people, Mary.
How that happened. Work study, because SANS has a work study program.
Yeah,
and it's significantly cheaper. You do a little work to help them out, and boom, you can take the certification, you get the on-demand, you get the voucher. Easy button. Mm-hmm. And then my job.
Yeah.
They had the programs at the time when it was a little bit more affordable. But SANS is still like the premier training company right now. You know what I'm saying? They constantly come out with new stuff. They constantly bring in the net wars and their competitions, and they're all over the place. And so to be able to get this training can really change your life. I know people that have gone to the academy, gotten through the first course, haven't taken the certification yet, and ended up with a job.
I believe it.
Wow.
Just because of, they can talk the talk at this point.
Yeah.
You know, they know how to explain basic concepts and basic techniques. And so
the quality of the training is very high, and it's attested. Yeah. Process, right? Like they've been doing this for a while. You kind of know what you're getting. So that's super phenomenal for those people that are able to do that.
And let me ask you, for the Cyber Skills Academies, do participants have to live in Virginia or, you know, be residents of Virginia, or do you all have like remote opportunities for that? Because I'm sure people would be interested.
Yeah. For this specific one, because it is a grant with Virginia, they have to be residents. This particular grant is specific to, I think it's the emergency relief response or something like that. And so it's specific to getting folks in Region 7 of Northern Virginia reemployed and bringing money back into the economy there. So you have to live in that area. But SANS has other academies, California, Maryland, across a bunch of different, and they open up new ones all the time. So there's opportunities there. And as soon as we're able to get these grants are a really long process. We've been trying to get a Virginia grant for the last 3 years.
Wow.
And then COVID happened. Yeah, exactly. And then COVID happened. And this came up and it was like, okay. And it took us about 8 months to get the final approvals and get the documentation together and all that stuff. Because they're really specific, right? Mm-hmm. They want to know, okay, what exactly is going to be the ROI of a program like this?
Sure.
You know, how is it going to bring money back into, you know, the environment and the location? And so that goes to the grant. They want to know specifically what you're going to do and how you're going to measure.
So, oh my goodness. Congratulations, Ben. Seriously. That's a big deal.
Yeah. If anybody wants to learn about nonprofits and grants, let me know. That's a whole other conversation.
It really is. I might have to reach out to you about that.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I noticed in your profiles that you mentioned that you put, like, what'd you put? Future C-level exec?
Yeah. So I never used to do that. I never would put awards and stuff or anything like that into there because I was just like, you got to humble yourself. You know, that's what you're taught growing up. You have to be humble. As women in general, don't boast, don't brag, don't do none of that stuff. I never saw my mom doing that or anybody in my family like, I'm this, I'm that, yada, yada, yada. My mom was in the military for 25 years. She was in the Air Force. She was a senior master sergeant, which is like, wow, the next level up is chief master sergeant. And then the chief master sergeant in the Air Force. So she was like, two steps down from that. But she never, it was never a thing. People just knew who she was, type of thing. And so I was just like, oh, okay, don't brag about your successes. And then through, actually through Cyberjitsu, our board president, Jessica, she was like, you need to tell your story. I was like, my story's boring. I didn't come from nothing. Like, I came from a military background. We had stuff. I didn't have to, like, you know, share a bunch of things with a bunch of siblings. We had food. We had all this stuff. And I didn't think my story was important. And she kept telling me, just tell your story. Just tell your story. And I was like, okay, here it is, blah, blah, blah. And when I told it, the amount of people that were like, oh my God, I have the same background. I have the same kind of story. I have the same thing. And your story inspired me to keep going. And I was just like, I'm just me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that.
That's important. You know what I'm like? I didn't know. Most folks, they brag. It's not really bragging. It's boasting, whatever you want to call it. They talk about themselves. They toot their own horns. But we as women, and then as Black women, we don't do that.
Yeah.
We don't do it enough.
I know that well. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because we're just like, oh, if I say this, I'm going to be that aggressive stereotype that they're looking for me to be.
Yeah. All of that.
Okay, well, no. This is my truth. Let me share it. Because this is going to help somebody else. So you have to celebrate that stuff.
I totally agree.
I'm going to get there. Tanisha is always on my case about not, like, I guess, promoting myself enough. Like, I do, in a sense, like, but I don't know.
Not if you were in the top.
Like you said, I get top 1%. But what is top 1%? That's my philosophical mind that comes into play. What is top 1%? Yeah, there's 500,000 players on there.
Some place that most folks don't ever get to. Most folks that look like you that don't feel they can get to that place.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You could change the trajectory of somebody's life by sharing that fact.
Oh, you won't even
know it. Yes. You won't even know. Like I said, the amount of things that come in my inbox, like, oh my God, I've been following you for so long, but I didn't know I could. I'm like, huh?
Trust who, me?
I say the same thing all the time.
We're just
somebody
people.
Asked me recently to be a keynote speaker, and I said, me? Why? They're like, well, why not? It's like, I don't have anything important to say. But we do.
Exactly. Like,
we do. You too, Angela.
Girl,
you too.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, so like, you gotta, we gotta.
Angela being a badass is like, that's like, like, of course Angela's a badass. Like, it's easier for me to see other badasses in people than it is in myself.
That's usually how that works.
I've had really good mentors.
Yeah.
And I just do what I want. I just do whatever I want. And I say yes to as much as I can physically handle. And that's what I'm doing. And like, before I got into cybersecurity, I was kind of like, I have no idea what I'm doing with my life. I would not talk to anybody in public, like, about, like, I would not get on a stage and talk or, like, do this or anything. Because I didn't know what I was passionate about talking about. And then once I started to get into cybersecurity, I was like, this is so cool. And I'm so interested. And I'll talk to everyone about it at any time. So.
And those stories, and now you can't believe that she couldn't speak to somebody about it.
Right.
I like such a great, your face is just so inviting, and it's both of you guys. It's just like, reel me in.
Thank you. That's what my wife says. So
you heard your story. I get it. Your horn. Make it happen.
You heard it here first. We have nice faces.
You have to.
I have an arched face.
Some people's faces are just like, I don't want to talk to you. I can't look at you. You scare me. Like,
that's true.
But when you have an inviting face, it makes it easier to have a conversation.
No.
I think the glasses. Y'all both got glasses on.
It's because we're smart.
I'm lying. We saw your tweet about Tanisha Martin, and we actually interviewed her recently. You know, because she's a badass just like you. Do you think badass women flock together?
Yes. So.
Yes. Obviously, but.
Yes, obviously, right here, right? Exactly. No, Tanisha's awesome. She's, I guess I pseudo-mentor her since she started her nonprofit, so I try to help her figure out things, and she asks me questions all the time, but I didn't even know who Tanisha was until she reached out to me and said, hey, I want to help you do X, Y, Z. Plus, I have this organization. And I was like, where'd you come from? I've been in the industry for so long. Because I try not to, I'm on social media, but I try not to consume myself with it because you can get lost. I go on TikTok and I'm on that thing for 2 hours and I get the little dude that says, stop, take a break.
Wait, you've been on TikTok for 2 hours at one time?
Girl, yes.
I don't think I made it past 2 minutes where I was like, what's happening? Help.
Because, so I like the little dance routines that people do and the little, like, the, there's like this Busta Rhymes challenge and they like change their clothes or something.
Yeah, okay. I know exactly which one you're talking about.
And then the ASMR stuff. So, whatever ASMR stands for. Those videos are like decorating cookies, random stuff. I've been through three different people to say, hey, I'm your accountability partner. Stop watching TikTok.
I like it. I like it.
People are super, the folks that post on TikTok could totally be in cybersecurity. They're creative.
Some infosec people have started popping on there, actually.
Yeah, and I'm just like, okay. But they, we have to, honestly, to change the status quo, we have to tap into that group of folks. Because that's a younger generation. Yeah. While they have a lot of older people.
Yeah.
And there's some fine-ass folks on there. Men and women that are older. What if I look like that when I get your age?
Like Angela Bassett. Girl. I just want to be Angela Bassett when I grow up.
She's amazing.
Like, how old is she? She's
25.
She's in her 60s.
25?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I'm like 25 out here.
So good still.
I love sharing my name.
And still got the arms.
Yes.
Well, both the right muscles.
I'm trying to be like you when I grow up, but
exactly.
Yeah, there's a whole generation of folks and most of the folks on TikTok are millennials.
Right.
But that's who we need because they think different.
It's true.
And
it's so true.
They're so close to this technology. You know, as we get older, we kind of move away from the technology because it's like, it's too much in my business, but they're so close to it. But no, Tanisha's awesome. And I like what she's doing. We try to partner with them on a regular basis with things because no one organization is going to change the status quo. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would love for Cyber Jitsu to be the go-to organization for everything, everybody, and, you know, world domination, all that stuff, we understand that we have to work with other groups that are doing similar things, but for different groups of people.
Right.
Right. Our focus is women and girls and those folks that identify as women. Tanisha's group is for Black women. You know, there's the Latinx, you know, Latin and tech group. They're specific to, you know, women that are Hispanic and Latins and, you know, all those different groups. We have to work together.
Right.
Because there's so much intersectionality, which ITSP loves to say. There's so much that across the board, you know, our members are her members are their members. And so it's like, all right, let's work together to move that needle and get more diversity in cybersecurity. So Tanisha's great.
Yep. She is. Shout out to you, Tanisha.
Tanisha.
Great things. Great things. Seriously, though, she is. She's doing great things.
Yep.
So. Yeah. So that kind of led me to think about the point that regardless of where you are in your career or where you see someone else who you either look up to or just would love to, like, pick their brain, don't be afraid to reach out to them. I'm sure some people, right, were similar, like, in Tanisha's shoes, but just, like, Mary does a lot, and she's probably really too busy, and I'm not even going to bother reaching out. But, like, you just got to do it, right? Because
just do it. LinkedIn, Twitter, yeah.
Yeah. And
it might take me a while to respond, but I'm going to respond.
Right.
I wake up at 3 in the morning to respond to people, so yeah.
Yeah, so exactly. It's just like, you know, we are also happy to help each other, and it shouldn't be intimidating, even though I know sometimes it might be. But we thrive off of kind of like the energy as well. I know I do, and I'm sure you feel the same thing. It's like, oh, you're doing this really cool thing. I'm doing this really cool thing. Thank you for appreciating my thing. I appreciate your thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's room for everybody.
Right.
You know, like,
there is.
As long as you're not in it for the wrong reasons, you know, we don't get paid. I'm working on, so right. I am working on that to right. pay an executive director to run the nonprofit. But most of us do this because we just want to help.
Yeah.
Right. We want to see a change. And if you want to see the change, you have to actually do something about it.
Yep.
And whether that's starting an organization, volunteering, you know, doing free trainings, doing semi-free trainings, et cetera, you just got to do it sometimes.
Completely agree.
So you mentioned Cyberjutsu a little bit. Do you want to talk to us a little bit about that and what exciting event you may be having coming up?
Yes. So for those that don't know, the Women's Society of Cyberjutsu, a.k.a. Cyberjutsu, doing business as Cyberjutsu, so you can see us both ways. We are a cybersecurity community for women and girls looking to enter, advance, and stay in the industry. We provide hands-on training, study groups, small tribes, as we call them, which is like mastermind mentorships. We're starting to do boot camps, workshops, pretty much all the resources that you need to enter the industry and be successful, right? We have a very active Slack channel where folks will post things about, you know, hey, I have this problem at work. How can I handle it? People will respond. You know, people will mentor each other on the sides, all that good stuff. And basically, we're your Cyberjutsu tribe. Next week, we have our second annual CyberjutsuCon conference, Securing the Future. The team has been really, really great about getting the right speakers, about organizing everything, like all volunteers. They've been freaking amazing. Even dealing with my 2 a.m, 3 a.m. messages on Slack, like, hey, did y'all do this? Or hey, did y'all, you know. And so the team's been working really hard to get some really good speakers. We've got Ann Johnson as our keynote for the evening. We've got, I'm going to butcher her name, Ruchi Shaha from Google as our morning keynote. And we've got a purple team workshop. We've got AI. We've got cloud. We've got deepfakes. We've got a lot of stuff going on. Next weekend, we've got a CTF that's OT/IT. You know, there's going to be a bracket. It's going to be a battle of the people. And then what's cool about that platform, we're using the ThreatGen platform, is even after the CTF, you get access to that platform for 30 days.
Okay, so
you can do so. And the other part that's cool about this is, it is for members. However, if you pay the $50 registration fee, you'll get a membership for 1 year.
So, plus
the membership for 1 year, which when we have the conference next year, you will still be a member and can go to the conference for free next year. So, yes.
Okay, so I know what I'm doing after we're done recording today. Yes.
Okay, go sign up. Bam. Get the registration code afterwards.
So the CTF is included in the whole thing. Okay.
Yep.
Very cool.
It's a part of the conference, yeah. So it'll be cool. You know, it's our second one. We've been, last year's was the first, and we had 250 people sign up. And actually 250 at the conference.
Cool.
Wow.
Great, right? Because it was virtual. Folks that couldn't typically go to a conference were able to attend a conference. And they got technical stuff that they could take with them when they go back to work.
Yep.
You know, it wasn't just a bunch of like theory and a bunch of conversations. We want to make sure that whatever we pump out to people, they can use right away.
Mm-hmm. That's so important. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can only listen to things so many times. Like that is great, and I loved hearing this presentation, but also now that it's over, what did I do? Like, how can I go back? How can I go back and show my manager, for example, that I like learned from this and how I can share it with my team, for example, or something like that? So, yeah. You got to balance it out.
I've been in that position. Yeah, I've been in that position many times.
You too.
After being at conferences. And I love security conferences. So,
yeah,
I've definitely been in that position a lot. A question that you posted on Twitter. Your question was, you requested for best resources, talking about the significance of Pride Month. And you asked for resources. Were any resources shared to you? Any significant ones?
No. And so the reason I wanted to know was because we have at the conference, we have a booth for Pride Month and for Juneteenth, because next Saturday is also Juneteenth.
Yes. And it's cookout day. I'm sorry.
Exactly. Right. It is. Yeah. Right. So
it is.
But a lot of folks don't know the significance of those events. There's no, they don't know the reason why Pride Month is important and why this is considered Pride Month. They don't know the reason why June 19th is considered Juneteenth and it's so significant.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so what we wanted to do was put a booth at the conference to showcase these two major events in June. Right. I found a bunch of stuff on Juneteenth. Because, you know, the National African American Museum that they built in D.C. has tons of stuff. But I can't really find any good videos on Pride Month. And it's like, where are those videos at? And a lot of them are, like, from each state. You know, each state will have their own thing. Each, you know, different locations will do their own thing. But I wanted to find something that captured the significance, the history, why this was started and why this is important. Because I think from what I've read, the message, I feel like the messaging has changed, which is typical with any kind of movement, sure, any kind of recognition, awareness program, yeah, anything like that. What you started out as is not what it ends up being 20 years later.
Right.
You know, and folks don't always know the origins of these things and why people start this stuff and why they want to bring awareness and recognition to these things. And so that's what I was looking for. Nobody can really point me to anything. I don't know if they were scared or...
Maybe they don't know where they are either.
Right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of articles. There's a lot of different types of videos, but I'm not in that community.
Yeah.
Right, right.
So I don't know where any of that stuff is.
It's interesting how while it changes, it can change over time, like you mentioned. It can also become... that presenter talked a little bit about how, like, for example, being gay in the 70s was kind of like, okay, like people were cool with it. And then it was like, then they really weren't and now they're not. And like,
but people don't know that history.
Right.
You know, the 70s, anything went though. So,
yeah. That's,
I mean, people were on like,
it just, they just were, wasn't real life. So
psychedelic stuff, but people don't know that history. Mm-hmm. And with the way that things are going now, and there's more, I guess the word tolerance, I guess, or it's more accepting. People are more open. They're like, I don't care if you like women or dudes or you don't know. I don't care. Who are you as a person?
Mm-hmm.
The rest, right, of that will come later, because I'm going to bond with you as a person, not as, oh, you like men or you like women. Okay, cool.
Right.
How do you feel about the news happening right now? You know what I'm saying? Like, let's go drink this wine together. Let's talk about this stuff. Because at the end of the day, we're all human.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Do you litter?
Exactly.
Do you leave your dog shit?
Do you litter?
Do you leave your dog shit when you walk your dog, or do you pick it up? What kind of person are you, though?
You know what? Did you say, do you litter?
So that's actually a really funny stuff. That's funny. Because we have a patch of land right here that's just rocks next to my neighbor's house, and people let their dogs shit there.
And they don't pick it up.
And I watch them, but I can't get downstairs fast enough to be like, pick that shit up.
Okay, you got to get the sign. There's these signs that are in my neighborhood that are like, cute dog, clean up after him, and it just shows a dog pooping.
Okay, I'm going to have to, we bought a sign to write
it
on
there. But it's funny.
But my neighbor's kid across the street, I've watched them come out. They let the dog poop. He goes back in. This day I did walk out there and I took a picture of it. Cause I was like, babe, we got to send this to the neighbor. But then the other son came back and run out here and got picked it up. I know your dog is shitting on and it's not my yard, but it's next to my yard.
It's not there yet.
We just want to make sure that for folks that aren't aware, that don't know, that aren't even thinking about it or looking at it, have the opportunity to get some kind of education.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, we can post cute little graphics talking about, oh, celebrate Pride Month, oh, celebrate this, oh, celebrate that. But what are you really doing? How are you educating your fan base, your member base, mm-hmm, on these important topics?
Yeah.
You know, and these are really important.
Something I can throw in there. I don't know if y'all saw it trending on Twitter a few weeks back. Blue's Clues actually came out with a Pride segment.
Stop.
And it was, I'm not even kidding, Blue's Clues, the cartoon.
Wow.
Cartoon TV show. I used to watch it when I was a kid, too.
Me too.
Wait, so it's still around?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's still around. They have a whole new guy and everything.
Okay.
He's been on there for a few years now. But they actually came out with a Pride episode recently, and it was trending because people were just like, how are they able to just like talk about Pride so easily as far as just like educating the masses in an easier manner? But you just have this person. It's actually this person who's a drag queen, and she's singing, like, you know, she's a cartoon, and people are going by on the Pride float, and it's different types of families. Y'all, it was super cute. It was super
I'm gonna look that up.
Yeah, I want to watch it.
Yeah. It's really,
really
cute.
While it had a lot of good posts and reviews, those comments on the other side.
Right, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Of course. It has to be. That's Earth.
Tiana Taylor, the actress, black girl, she posted a photo of her daughter holding a pride flag. It doesn't say anything. It's just her daughter holding the flag. They're dressed up. And the comments underneath that were just like, why are you teaching kids that at a young age? And why are you doing this? I was like, what do you mean?
Right.
She's holding a flag.
Right.
She's not doing anything.
A kid holding a flag that has multiple colors.
And it didn't even say like pride or anything on it. It was just
even
the
if it did.
Flag.
Who cares?
Even still, what does it matter? She's teaching her tolerance to be accepting of everybody, regardless of where they come from.
Yeah. What about kids with two parents that are not cis? Yeah.
I don't understand. And I get it, it's a mindset change thing, but okay, suck that shit up and deal with it. What somebody else does with their life has no effect on what you do in yours. It's not killing you, it's not hurting you, it's not doing anything.
It sounds simple, right?
You would think, right? Just support
yourself. It really is, though. It really is that simple.
If they love the person, okay, fine, cool. All right, keep it moving.
I mean, not only that, but like, what are you doing all day?
Right.
I don't have time to even
focus on that.
And I would just I would be like, okay, next, because I'm not looking at this. I'm not going to like take time to be like
angry typing a novel.
Yeah, I'm just like, okay, next. I don't agree with that. Cool, move on, moving along.
Cool.
Unfriending, moving along. Right. Like, I just do it all myself. I have to work. I have to be here.
Other things I want to focus on besides someone's love life, someone's
I don't get
who
it.
They like, don't like, how they identify. Cool. What's your first name? Cool. Let's be friends.
We have too much time on our hands. Is
way
the problem.
Too much, yeah. And COVID didn't help.
Yeah.
COVID
it really
didn't help.
Clubhouse, the app, was definitely evidence of that.
That's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah, it was a whole nother ignorant conversation, honestly.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, so the last thing we'll ask you, Mary, is, and for the record, it's Mary and not Marie, which we cut out of the first non-recording recording.
Mary. Yes, can you please say that again for the audience? Because I'm sure that there are people that are going to be listening that probably call you Marie, and I really was calling you Marie in my head the whole time.
So it's the Virgin Mary. Think of it that way. And that'll be permanently ingrained in your head for the rest of your lives.
It will be. Thank you.
So, Mary, is there anything that you don't do or something that you would rather be doing that you don't really have time for or haven't had time recently?
Being on the beach. Yes. With my sandproof, waterproof computer and phone. I'd like to have somebody, a cabana boy, with the little bamboo fan thing and a Speedo.
Husband can hear you.
The part out. He knows. I tell him that all the time. Because he's gonna have a cabana girl.
Okay.
In her little bathing suit and all that stuff, so it works.
That's how you know you've made it.
Yeah, so funny story. I've been married for 18 years. We've seen pretty much everything, all things. we're at the point now, it's like, all right, how do we make our relationship better and different?
Mm-hmm.
Because, and this is going to turn into a relationship conversation, which we can have later, but anybody that says that their relationship is perfect after 18 years is lying to you.
Lying.
Do not believe them. Because people change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They change, and that's a good thing. You mm-hmm. just have to be able to adapt to that change.
Sure.
Right.
You know.
Mary, so, this was an awesome time.
It was.
Yes, it was.
I personally can't wait to talk to you again.
Let's do this comedy show.
Okay.
Well, I'll do the comedy show. I'll just be in the background.
Too late.
I like it. You're in. Thank you so much for coming on. It was a pleasure having you. Yes.
Thank you. It was a pleasure having you. And maybe it's because you guys are newer to cybersecurity that it makes it a little bit more fun, a little bit more interesting. And of course, you've got those different backgrounds. I like that.
I think it's because we actually don't talk about cybersecurity really at all in this cybersecurity podcast.
You know what? That's true. That's true. I mean, only been a security for a few years now, but you know,
we want people to see that you're just a person, and everyone we have on the show is just a person, and all of the roles that you all do are attainable if you just get, you know.
Yep.
Get it together, commit to the thing, and then you can do whatever you want. You can be Mary.
Yeah.
Sure. Look, hit me up. I'm on LinkedIn. Mary Galloway, M-A-R-I, Twitter. Don't look for my Facebook or Instagram, because I probably won't add you, but that's personal stuff. And I talk about other stuff on those things, like finances and business stuff.
And what's the URL for CyberJutsuCon?
Women's Cyberjutsu /event/CyberJutsuCon 2021.
Perfect.
But if you just go to womenscyberjutsu.org and click on the very first banner that pops up, it'll take you to the link.
Even better.
Hey, that works too.
Much easier. Yeah. Much easier.
Yes.
So well, I hope to see y'all there.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you again.
Yes.
Bye. We're just going to talk about completely different stuff.
I love Angela. Angela is just great. I don't even like mean that sarcastic. That's my co-host. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. So. No, ladies, this was a great conversation.
Thank you so much again.
I don't want to take more of your time. It's a Friday night.
This was amazing. We look forward to this every time, and they're just like, every conversation's better than the last, and we just can't get over how much fun it is. So.
Wait, hold up. No. The next conversation can't be better than mine.
Yes, so far.
Right. We got you.
Okay.
We got you. I'm gonna make sure to tone it down.
I'm joking. No, you guys are great. I look forward to talking to you again. I look forward to seeing you both.
Absolutely.
Vegas. Hopefully this summer, if not this summer, the next summer.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Make it happen.
And don't be surprised if I reach out for y'all to be on a webinar.
I'm not going to be surprised.
Reach out. I'm
going to be waiting.
We're ready.
Okay.
I'm going to try to get this out as soon as possible so that we can share it. So we'll just let you know when it's ready and then send you the link as well. And have a great con. I know it's a lot of work.
Yeah. Have a great con. I'll be there.
Yep.
Okay. Awesome.
All right. Have a good weekend.
Bye, Mary. Bye.
'We hope you enjoyed this episode of Focal Point Podcast with Angela Marafino and Chantel Sims. If you learned something new and this podcast made you think, then share ITSPmagazine.com with your friends, family, and colleagues. If you represent a company and wish to associate your brand with our conversations, sponsor one or more of our podcast channels. We hope you will come back for more stories and follow us on our journey. You can always find us at the intersection of technology, cybersecurity, and society.